Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we'll be taking a deep dive into investing automation and trading automation and the trading technologies that are now available to investors. And to do that, we're very kindly joined by Jerry Perez, who is the CEO of Interactive Brokers UK. Jerry, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Jonathan, thank you very much for the opportunity. Looking forward to it.
Yes, very much looking forward to this podcast. As soon as we had it booked in, this is one that I have been looking forward to. So we're going to be talking, as I said at the beginning, about trading technologies, trading automations, and the functionalities available on Interactive Brokers. But before we get into it, Jerry, please would you be able to give an introduction, first of all, to yourself and anybody? I'm sure most people listening to this will be aware of Interactive Brokers, and probably many people do use it. But for those that aren't aware, please give us an introduction to Interactive Brokers, please.
Sure. So Interactive Brokers UK Limited is a UK private company. We're part of the Interactive Brokers Group, which has a public float on NASDAQ by the symbol of IBKR. Since 2002, we've been authorized and regulated in the UK, and we offer execution, clearing, brokerage services in equity and derivative products to individuals and institutional customers worldwide. Our vision is to be the leading global broker for the best informed investors.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So I want to go back to, you know, where Interactive Brokers started, Jerry, and then, you know, look at it in the context of where we are, because, you know, of course, the platform's powered by technology, and, you know, there's a suite of technology available to investors. And this is a somewhat philosophical question. And just looking at the context of where we are at the moment in fintech, and, you know, given that you've been going for some 46 years, would you say that Interactive Brokers classes themselves as a fintech company?
I do, despite our long history. For example, in the true sense of the definition of fintech, it usually refers to financial services companies like Interactive Brokers, which integrate their technology into their offerings to improve the use, for example, of the delivery of our products and services to our customers' experience. Interactive Brokers has always been a pioneer in integrating technology into our brokerage services. We've developed advanced trading platforms, as you mentioned, automated trading systems, and sophisticated risk management tools, all of which are clear indicators of our commitment to the fintech innovation stream. Over 46 years, Interactive Brokers has shown a remarkable ability to adapt to technological advancements and market changes, not only from the United Kingdom, from abroad, and our ability to evolve and incorporate these new technologies into our business model is a core characteristic of what you call fintech companies. So, yes, I agree.
Thank you. So we're going to get into it now, Jerry, and start talking about the technologies. And we're going to start off with quite a broad question, if we may. And this is from your observations and from what you're seeing investors using and traders using on the platform. Now, of course, you know, when you're talking about trading technologies, there's a whole suite of different tools available to investors. But from what you see and what you observe as a company, what are the particular tools, what are the particular technologies that the most successful investors and traders are using on the platform, would you say?
Oh, that's a very good question. And because we have a deep sense of offering tools and capabilities and functionality to customers, we get this question quite often. So I'm going to take it more from the personal side of the tools that I like with my background in trading and evolving around the world. So the first and the foremost is the robust trading platforms like the IBKR desktop, which is packed with advanced trading tools and analytics. Like all our platforms, we provide real-time market data, which could be customizable in dashboards, and sophisticated charting tools that help investors make informed decisions. And it's all about speed, and the speed integrated in giving the user the ability to see all of that analytical information in one quick visualization is what sets us apart. Then let me move over to the IBKR algorithm and trading capabilities. These allow our traders to automate their strategies. It reduces the emotional aspect of trading and ensures that there's consistent execution. The IB algos can be tailored to specific trading strategies, helping customers capture market opportunities more efficiently. I'm going to move next to smart routing system. It's designed to seek the best possible price for an order. This technology scans the competing markets, and we offer over 150, which routes the orders to the venues with the best prices. This enhances the execution quality and potentially increasing the returns for the traders. Another nice part about it is our risk management tools. As you know, markets could be very volatile, and these tools allow the traders to monitor and control their risk exposure, effectively leading to more stable and potentially higher returns. Next, fractional shared trading. It allows our investors to purchase small portions of expanding stocks. This makes it easier for the investors to diversify their portfolios without having to significantly need a lot of capital, thereby increasing their potential for returns. A nice new tool that came on just recently, which was the IBKR Global Analyst. It's a world screener of stocks, which matches the strategies of the user. Just imagine you get to choose the factors, the types of values, whether they're high or low, which are blended into a score. And then the tool scans the markets worldwide to provide the user a summary based off of the criteria of the products that they can trade. So all of these tools are really geared for maximization of the user to be able to take advantage of opportunities and mitigate their risks. And these are just some of the tools that really stand out.
Yeah, that's really interesting and useful, because I use a number of trading platforms myself, and having that screening functionality is I think probably sets interactive brokers apart, certainly from some of the ones that I use. But you mentioned their algo trading and automation, and I've got 2 points here and I want to discuss each in turn. But it would be good for people listening to this, Jerry, if you could give a little bit of context to what algo trading is and what the difference is with automation to start with, and then we'll go into a little bit more detail on each of those.
Sure. So it's a really interesting point that you bring in here, whether or not you have to be an expert coder. I remember when we launched this tool, I am not a coder. I do have an institutional background in trading. However, I was put forth in front of quants and experts in this field, and these engineers were all ready to jump all over me. However, I was able to take the algo that we offer and was able to make use of it because it's designed to be user-friendly, and non-coders like myself who are able to use it. So I strongly am right behind it. So the platform has a full range of pre-built algorithms and tools, and the traders really like these because they don't have to write any single line of code, or do you have to be an expert? You can customize these parameters like order type, durations, and volumes to suit your trading strategies. When it comes to the trading platforms, the Trader Workstation, for example, allows the users to select various algorithm order types directly from their trading interface with a simple drop-down menu and input fields. So effectively, you have all of these pre-built algorithms to cater to the different trading strategies of the users. This gives a lot of functionality. This gives a lot of capabilities. And the most important part for myself is you don't have to be a coder.
Fantastic. I just want to stay on this point, if you may, Jerry, and you know, just talk about how they can be customized, and maybe just, you know, give us a flavor of some of the parameters, some of the algos that are in there, what people can do. I mean, are there algos in there which can set to buy on a breakout? Are there some that will trade off of indicators like RSI? What's available for people on there?
I mean, that's a very good point. Different entities have different definitions for algo trading. I know some use the definition of order types, which basically, states that that's an algo. If that's the case, we offer over 60 algos, because not only do we offer the native order types, but we offer non-native order types, which could fall under the category of algos. Then we do have the application. In this fast, unpredictable world of financial markets, volatility is a very inherited risk. So trading automation has become a significant resource that we're aware of and we need to provide our customers. So the whole purpose of the algo offering is truly to substitute for human reactions, volatility, and it gives that personal touch to the individual to have the ability to look at different opportunities, see emerging risks, and all of this data could be processed very easily through these algos. So the automated trading systems can process these vast amounts of data. They execute in milliseconds what an individual would probably take maybe a day to process all of this data. And when you're in a volatile market, it's really important, right? Because you want to make sure that if the price shifts and it impacts your portfolio, that you could act accordingly. These algos are designed for that. They give you a significant advantage in terms of efficiency. Again, they're emotionally free, and that's a big part of trading. When markets go, weary, it's very easy to get emotional. This gives, the individual that ability to continue trading and mitigate their risks. But when it comes to these tools, they're not there to substitute the human element. It's always about having the right balance, right? So I would always say my personal point is make sure there's that right balance between the human side and the algos, and you have a lot of possibilities.
Thank you. Covered off one of my next points there, Jerry, and it was talking about, the human interaction in markets and how the automation side of things and algo trading can be substituted. But as you say, you do need that human touch to it. Just as a question, the people and the traders and investors that you see using these tools, are there any particular markets that you see on the interactive broker platform where there's a little bit more automation, there's more traders using the algo tools? Is it widely used in stocks? Are they trading futures? What does that look like?
Right. That's, interesting point bringing up. Primarily, I would say that they look for the possibility of diversification. Diversification of using multi-asset classes, not only in the local market, but worldwide. As I mentioned before, we offer over 150 market centers. This gives a lot of opportunity and choices to the end user. What we're seeing is these users are now going into different multi-asset classes, making use of the algo trader to have complex strategies simplified by this automation. In addition to that, it allows them to diversify their risk. So we're seeing a lot of activity in the United States markets, European, as well as in the Asian markets. And we're finding individuals, again, that previously never thought that they could make use of a user-friendly algo tool to be able to diversify. And that's been a great selling point for us.
Thank you. So the last point here, last question that I had, looking at interactive brokers before this podcast, it was a feature that you have that may not have been used that widely recently, given what the market's been doing. But I believe you compile a shortable securities list. So it'd be interesting to hear a little bit more about that, how it works and what you see are the most active markets. Of course, we've been in a bull run for some time now, but that may not last forever. So that's a feature I think which is probably worth touching on to finish things off. How does that work, and what are the main features of that?
Short selling, it's a very powerful strategy for investors. They're looking for profit from declining stock prices. That purpose for interactive brokers is the reason why we set something up called the Securities Loan Borrow System. This is a fully electronic self-service application. And how does it work? You log into your client portal account and then you navigate and you're able to see a full list of shortable stocks from around the world. You get easy access to up-to-date lists of securities that are available for borrowing and selling. This list includes important metrics as important, which is the symbol, the availability of the underlying, the free rate, and the utilization for the end user. The security list is always updated daily to reflect any changes. It's a very rich offering that compares to all the global offering that we offer in all the market centers. I would say it's very active and currently used in different segments, like number one probably being the US markets. Next, the European markets, where primarily stocks made up of the FTSE 100 or other major indices. And lastly, the Asian markets from, you know, different cross sections of categories of stocks. So our stock securities loan borrow system has been used primarily to take advantage of stock selling short as well as borrowing in a very refined and affordable way.
Yes, that's really interesting. I think particularly for UK investors, because from my knowledge, if anybody wants to short, there is a big leaning here towards using a form of derivative, which comes with its own higher risk. So, you know, having that access to do it if an investor is that way inclined is particularly interesting. So to finish off now, Jerry, anybody listening to this, thinking about looking at Interactive Brokers as a trading platform, we've been through some of the main functionalities that you have there. Anybody looking at it and thinking what's coming next, are you able to point us to anything that's in the offing, that's being worked on at the moment, that traders and investors can expect to see from Interactive Brokers in the coming 12 months or beyond in terms of further functionalities?
Well, innovation is a habit at Interactive Brokers. We're always looking to add new value. Last year, we added over 30 new upgrades. That's from tools, applications, access to markets. We're always pushing the envelope. Yes, I hope you stay tuned. We recently added CDEX, which is the Chicago Board of Options Exchange for the European markets. We're really excited about that. It's just been turned on. I would ask, you know, your listeners to go take a look. More of that to come with more tools. So just stay tuned. Please follow us at interactivebrokers.co.uk and see for yourself. Innovation is our habit.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jerry. And anybody that hasn't used it before, do go and check it out. The tools are very comprehensive, as Jerry's detailed, and there's great charting in there. So one to definitely look out for serious investors. So, Jerry, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Jonathan, thank you very much. And to your readers and users, it's a great, great podcast, and all the best.
And thank you very much to everyone for listening. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember all investment involves risk.